97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like yesterday, veteran rock guitarist Jakey Lee, he was known for playing with Ozzy Osbourne and founding the bands Badlands and Red Dragon Cartel, was shot multiple times while walking his dog in Las Vegas. Police believe the shooting was random. Lee, who is 67, is currently in intensive care but is fully conscious and expected to make a full recovery.
Wow.
That's according to his management. The incident is still under investigation. They don't really know why it happened.
Apparently. Random? Like, we're walking down the strip and somebody opened fire? Was he, like, outside? Does he live there? Outside his home?
Yeah, he lives in Vegas. Okay. He was walking his dog. I saw Eddie Trunk posted it on X and said he was okay. The worst of it was he got hit in the lung. So,
He's alive.
Survived, though.
I just always wonder in those cases, was it a case of mistaken identity or caught in, crossfire? It doesn't sound like... Well, is that part of it?
They didn't say. It's still under investigation. Mm. They have not said why they think it happened. So, yeah.
And he played on that
shot
song.
Shot in the dog.
Shot in the dog.
Okay.
Which someone has already called me out on X for saying that that was cruel.
No. It's his song.
Yeah, he played on that song.
Yeah, what else are you going to do, right? Come on.
It looks like Darius Rucker, he took a tumble while performing with Hootie and the Blowfish during the Riverfront Revival Festival in his hometown of Charleston, South Carolina. That was over the weekend, and it marked the end of the band's 43-city tour. Despite tripping on an onstage monitor and face planting mid-performance during his solo hit of All Right, the 58-year-old singer laughed off the fall. Now, some fans are speculating that Rucker may have been on the glug glug a little bit, noting that his performance was kind of terrible.
Wow.
They said his voice was just...
And he fell on stage?
Yeah, you can see it. Go online. He's just walking around. It shouldn't be funny, but it is.
Didn't Olivia Rodrigo fall on
yes.
stage?
Yes. Did Sabrina Carpenter, whatever her name?
No,
it was Olivia Rodrigo.
Who just did. Fell in the...
Yeah. She fell in a hole.
She climbed out of it.
Post Malone.
Yeah.
What's up with everyone falling recently? Are they all glug, glug, glug?
No, it's the fact that they put these trap doors on stage
and sometimes they
don't close.
I get that. Okay, maybe it was supposed to close and it didn't, but you also have to wonder if maybe it was supposed to be like that and she rehearsed and just forgot that it was there.
Right. Now, Sabrina Carpenter is in town tomorrow night at Chaffetz.
Couldn't name a single song of hers.
Espresso.
Couldn't sing it for you.
Maybe one of Olivia's ex-boyfriends that she's written such bad songs about left the door open.
No, but,
I'm thinking out loud here.
You get that.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Sabrina Carpenter is the girl that Olivia Rodrigo is singing about in Driver's License.
Oh.
Well, I bet all those exes of hers have played that video of her falling on repeat.
Probably.
Dude,
she's
play it again.
She's the new Taylor Swift.
Again. Doing slow-mo.
Yeah.
They're in the squad.
Keeping with music news, Lauryn Hill and Wyclef Jean of the Fugees face criticism after arriving over an hour late for their concert in London's O2 Arena on Monday. Many fans left before the duo even took the stage around 10 p.m. The delayed start caused their performance to extend past the venue's curfew of 11 p.m., with the show finishing about 25 minutes late. They were saying fans were leaving about a third of the arena had left before they even got on stage.
So what happens when that happens, Carl?
You get fined. There's a local curfew.
The city finds them, or the establishment, like Enterprise, would find them? What would happen?
The promoter will makes the contract.
Okay.
And they say you have to be off by a certain amount of time. Because, like at Enterprise Center, the union guys are scheduled to work X number of hours, and if they get another break and they get paid double time. So
what kind of a fine are we talking about? Are we $100 or are we talking like $100,000?
Carl can't disclose
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. That's way above
Well, the fan should also get some sort of at least a partial refund.
Well that's what I was wondering. Do you get a refund if you leave because they didn't show up on time?
You can complain
you
about it.
Yeah.
I got double time because Nicki Minaj went past
till
midnight.
1 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I wasn't sorry.
You might like this one, Mark. Cards Against Humanity, known for its edgy party game, is offering up $100 to encourage voters to cast a ballot, but there are some specific qualifications. To qualify for the payment, individuals must not have voted in the 2020 election, must write an apology for skipping the election, and create a voting plan for this year. Also, you must post a pre-written, disparaging comment about former President Donald Trump on social media. There you go, and you get $100.
Wow, $100?
I'm going to go home and throw away the box of Cards Against Humanity that we have. We've had it for years. We didn't buy like a new version of it, but it's mostly inappropriate.
Well, if you need to, if you want to light a fire tonight, you know what you can use for some.
Perfect.
There you go.
That's a great idea. I love that idea.
It's cool enough.
Yeah, no kidding. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.